Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
Mortgage Talk. Right here on WHPNN Radio Network. Up next is Mortgage Talk.
Exciting mix of music industry. Welcome to Mortgage Talk, your host, Mike Montgomery. You will learn ins and outs concerning your mortgage and how to manage your finances when owning a home. Now, here's your host, Rick Montgomery, with Mortgage Talk.
From the Desert Rally, the second office, located at 88th Broadway, Maryville, Indiana. We have the friendly advancement of just waiting to serve. We are very firm, professional, and courteous. We will keep you informed with up-to-date information with you and your family. We specialize in tailoring our products to your unique situation. The information you choose will be kept in the strictest confidence. We look forward to working with your family and the needs that develop. As well, our customers will not take your business for granted. Represent a firm, but we work very hard for you. Our team members David Douglas Bradley II, Angela Harris, Deborah Murphy, and I'm Singh. You can contact us at area code 219-766-3700. Let us be neighbor. State Farm is there.
Well, all right, and welcome to Mortgage Talk. Hi, everybody. This is Rick Montgomery. Glad you guys are here with me. Sorry about the music earlier because we had the music going. Because we had a difficulty getting through, and we couldn't switch over where you can hear me talk. That was the problem. The music aspect, I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for doing a fantastic job and helping us out. But the music that was playing, you know, to help us get our stuff together, That came over, but we just couldn't get audio going for nothing. Joining me, of course, in the studio is Dave the Man. I got to give him all the credit. Whenever we get these kind of difficult, Dave comes right on in, and he does a fantastic job in doing it. And so give all the accolades and all the respect and indeed the credit to Dave the Man, who is our engineer here at WHPNN Radio Network. And we thank Dave for what he has done in helping us get this done. So thank you, Dave. Thank you very much. I want to thank Block Talk Radio because we are streaming, baby. We're streaming nationally across the internet. We're streaming worldwide. We stream to over 200 countries. Let us come into their neck of the woods to bring them Mortgage Talk. And we appreciate them so much, especially the ones that are here with us all the time. Jamaica, we love you. Thank you so much. You are there. Caribbeans are there, too. Thanking them for that. And England. Can't leave England. England is our 33% of our audience base is from England. So we want to thank England for tuning in. Thank you so much. I mean, it's really nice. It's very touching. And I just want to thank you guys from Britain tuning in to us here in the United States. Mortgage Talk right here at WHPNN Radio Network. And we're streaming through, again, Block Talk Radio. I want to thank the Block Talk listeners indeed worldwide for them tuning in. Thanking them so much. And also thanking our social media. I want to thank our Facebook friends and followers on Facebook. And also thanking our Instagram friends who have joined us too. And thanking our, we got so many social media. I just want to thank all of our social medias. Let's just say it that way. And let's get started because we're already right late. So thank you guys for you guys tuning in and being here with us here on Mortgage Talk. And thanking those that are here with us now, those that are in the United States, we want to thank you too just as well. Dave, I mean, look, look at my ear. I'm good? Are you sure? Okay, just want to make sure because I heard that click, when I hear that click, I started to wonder about things like what's going on here. Because I'm a little lost right now, Dave, because I lost my monitor. Are we good? Okay. Dave said we're good, so I hope we're good. Dave, I hope you're right. Okay. All right, Dave. Okay, Dave said keep talking, go on. Everything is fine. Okay, Dave the Man, if everything is fine, then I have to follow my engineer. who is telling me everything is fine. So, okay, engineer, everything is fine. But it's makes me feel comfortable. Makes me comfortable. So, as I'm not seeing nothing here, baby. You know, I will start talking, and then all of a sudden you tell me, oh, my God, we went on the air. Okay, I need to know. Okay, well, I know you're getting to it soon. Come on, come on, come on, my brother. Get to it, get to it, get to it. Okay. Just a little tech problem going on here. I need to. I don't see it. All right. We're not going to have this up. Sorry. Okay, well, we're a little slow going in that direction, so I need you to do the other direction now. Yeah. Okay, so let's do this. I'm hearing a click, so I don't know what you're doing, but I'm hearing something. All right, that's what I want to know. I mean, I need to know. Inquiry Minds wants to know, where are we? How do we get back to where I know that we're still here? That's my concern. I don't know if we're still here. Because I'm not hearing it. Usually when I'm on the air, I can hear. Okay. All right. So I need you to get that for me, Dave. Come on, Dave. Come on. Come on. Hey, technical problems. I hate it. I hate it. It always like to take its time when we need it most. It like take its little time, and that's not good enough. Okay. Yeah, I need to. If you can help me, yeah, please. Where are we? I need to know where we are. Okay. Are we plugged back into Blog Talk? Resume the call with that. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, guys. It's just not our day, you know. We all are mourning the passing of the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. You know, it's just not our day. I was in the studio here, Dave and I, and we were just playing some old Aretha Franklin songs. And then I said, okay, Dave, about 10 minutes before showtime, you know, let's go. Let's get together. He said, okay, so we started putting things together, and I started making our and so that's what we were with that. And so, okay, so we're going to just stick off our show and start it off. But we have enough length of technical difficulty time. Just enough time. Why are you laughing, Dave? I don't even know why you're laughing over there. Okay, don't care. All right. Tell me about it later. If it's a private joke between yourself, that's fine. Tell me about it later. Okay. I want to go into our show because it's important because we got a lot of emails just as well. Thank you guys so much for the email about the lifeboat. And so we're talking about handing you a lifeboat. One of the things that I talked about last week was go through the procedures and put in place those that qualify and those to face reality that did not qualify. That means that do not have a source of income coming in whatsoever with nowhere coming from anywhere. And so a reality check for them was to do a deed of lure. You can rebuild after a deed of lure. Yes, you can. Don't be mistaken in thinking that you can't. That's a reality check that some people will fall into that category. Well, we went on and went through the qualification status of how you can save your home last week. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/mortgagetalk1 and you'll see part one of how to get out of foreclosure. There's not many foreclosed programs out here. I'm telling you, it's not. You can search it yourself, and some of you that are in foreclosure have found that out, that there are not many foreclosure programs. There's not many. There's hardly any foreclosure programs. So that makes it difficult for a person to help themselves out of foreclosure if they don't have cash reserve to do so, or able to borrow from their 401k, or able to borrow from their annuity, or able to borrow from the bank of mom and dad. So it makes it difficult for them to be able to rescue themselves out of this mess. But I'm here to tell you that there is a lifeboat, and I'm going to share this lifeboat with you. It's a limited lifeboat, but it's a guaranteed lifeboat that will work. Now, this is given because some of you just don't have the time. You're working two jobs. You're working three jobs. You just don't quite understand the procedures of filling out the modification form, and so therefore you just can't get it right. And if you can't get those forms right, you will not get a modification. One thing that we did thank President Obama for was the HAMP program, and this is not one that I'm giving to you as a lifeboat, but just sharing just general information with you, because the program ends December the 31st, 2018. It is a federal modification program. Take it down anyway. I talked about it. The HAMP program is limited to funding now. There is a cutoff period for the HAMP program. I'm hearing that the cutoff period is in October. Then I'm hearing that the cutoff period, no, is in September. Usually when there is a cutoff period on a federal program and it is done towards the later of the month within the year, as it is here in 2018, and September or October seem to be the projected time, always take the latest, meaning always take September instead of October. Normally, the cutoff period will range between the 22nd or the 25th, and even in some cases, the 21st. So take any one of those 3 days and beat in your information in time to get to qualify for that modification. It's called the HAMP program that is coming to an end, that the current president, Donald Trump, is not extending this program for whatever the reason that has been done. And I'm not here to start pointing fingers at the name game or the name blame here. I'm just here to give you some general information about this program. It is not the lifeboat that I'm going to share with you, but it is a rescue itself. But it's a hurry-up rescue for you. You have to get them flares up in time. You have to get there quickly. You have to go to the hemp.gov and apply for that program. It's coming to an end. It's coming to an end. It's coming to an end. Go and find out the qualification. Or go to blogtalkradio.com/mortgagetalk1, and you can scroll down and look for the HAMP program, and you'll find information that I talked about in the blog. We have over 550 some blogs, so you can go down and you can see it for yourself. Okay? It's going to help initiatives give you some intellect on what is happening, and then you got to do what? Go out and do what? Further research with it, and by reading their website and qualifying and getting on it. It doesn't take much to qualify. Okay, but you got to be the primary owner of the property. I'm unfamiliar whether they would do investment properties at this stage, at this time, so I'm not going to hover over that. That's information that you're going to have to dig and find for yourself. But the HAMP program can indeed help you, whether you're in a condominium, whether you're in a 1-4 unit, whether you're in a single home. It can indeed help you, okay? So just want you to understand about the hemp program. So I'm just sharing it with you. I'm not saying nothing, but I'm just sharing it. Just sharing that information because the program currently has. Okay. Okay, you guys hear me now? All right. Because I didn't hear myself there. So over $269,474.60 were put in this program added by the governor, the former governor, in 2016, on top of the $445 million. Okay? So Illinois hardest hit program, you can get information from that. You can go on that line, you can apply on that line, it's so easy. You can do it, and it don't take nothing but a few seconds of your time. Nobody is that busy in their lifetime that you can't save your world to take time out to get on the phone. You take time out to go to the show, you take time out to go out, you take time out to go check the run. Don't tell me that you can't take time out to do this because you just work two jobs and you're just so busy. Because if you're that busy, then you're supposed to lose what you got. If you're that busy that you don't have time to stop to save your world, then guess what? You shouldn't be president. You're supposed to lose what you have. Okay? Nobody is that busy because some people just can't connect with the modification. Some people just don't quite understand what they have to do as for the obligation within the modification. Some people just don't have the initiative to get out there and to get all necessary information to complete it themselves for the modification. That's fine. Some people have the resources they can pay someone to do the modification. That's fine too. Some people can get the information and get it done. Some people just can't do it, and that's not a bad thing on them that they just can't do it. As long as it's just not clear excuse or laziness, then that is a understandable position. This is the purpose of having a part two, to talk about giving you a lifeboat. Here's your lifeboat right here. But it's more information with this lifeboat because it's a guaranteed with lifeboat. So therefore, this is your lifeboat right here if you're in Illinois. This is your lifeboat right here if you're in Pennsylvania. This is your lifeboat right here if you're in Kentucky. This is your lifeboat right here if you are in Hawaii. This is your lifeboat right here if you're in Seattle. It is the hardest hit program. So with this program, you can qualify. Now, for Illinois, you can find how to get it in your state. I just gave you the name of it. All you have to do, it just goes to it. If it's Pennsylvania Hardest Hit Program.com, and you'll get your information for what you need. In Illinois, you go to Illinois Hardest Hit Program.com, and you'll get that information, and it'll come down, and it's a plain English language, and you say, oh, okay, tells you a little bit more about the information and the program. There it is. Give you details of how to qualify for the program. Boom, there it is. Oh, application to apply for the program. Boom, get it, completed. There it is. That real simple, real easy. Got to move on so I can give you some update and give you some information about the program. I'm just not going to throw you out there without giving you some information. Now, the hardest hit program, you can qualify for up to $35,000. That's to help you with this program. You can qualify up for $35,000 up to, okay? You may be Are we back again, Dave? Why are we on a pause here? Okay, that bothers me because I'm just talking and I don't know did my listeners hear me, and I hate this. I hate this with a passion. I hate it with a passion. Get something going with this. Find out what the issue is. Let's correct this problem. I don't want this problem anymore, okay? I'm in the middle of what I'm talking about, and I just missed some very, very valuable information to give the people, and I don't even know did they get it because I didn't hear it in my ear. You gave me no signal so I can stop so we can correct the problem. So now I have to go back over the problem, make sure this don't happen again. Now, I'm going to go back. I don't know when I lost some of you, and I deeply apologize. I deeply apologize. I'm very irritated about this. I deeply apologize. As I mentioned earlier, the hardest hit program was those are federal assistance money, okay? Whatever you're behind in the rears are, whether it's $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, is going to be covered plus penalties, interest. And I'm not sure if attorney fees is there too. I believe it is, but you can ask that question because it's all incurred in costs in the rears and into penalty costs, okay? So the hardest hit says that it covers penalty costs. So if the attorney fees is listed within the penalty cost, then I don't see why it will be covered under the penalty cost that the hardest hit program states that they will pay out, okay? Because you will have nothing to pay. Nothing come out your pocket. You know what I'm saying here? Nothing come out your pocket. You pay nothing, 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 nothing. Moving on. Even if you have a reverse mortgage, you can qualify and then foreclose with your reverse mortgage. That's a whole new subject, and I can really tell you how to get out of that, but that's a whole new subject, so I'm not going to dither down on that because I got to keep going. But even if you're in reverse mortgage, you can get out of that, okay, with the hardest hit program. Now, there's a fall here, as I mentioned earlier. There's a fall here. The fall is when you go to repay the loan back. You make it out to IHDA, IHDA, and you only do that if you sell, listen, if you sell the home for a profit or refinance the home for a profit. Because, see, the hardest hit program is good for 5 years. It's good for 5 years. So it's good for 5 years. So what's going to happen is that you'll do a regular closing. There are some documentation for you to fill out, and you will fill out these documentation. Just like you're doing when you bought the house at a closing. They will go on title. That's why they do not want you to have a second lien, because they're going to go on title, and for them to go on title for the rears that you owe them, they will go in second position. I'm going to stop here because I got to talk to some of you guys because some of you are like, oh, my God, I almost got it. Hold on, baby. You know I'm not going to leave you hanging. Second lien holders know that they are going to be looking at a loss. I guarantee you they know this. Second lien holders will work with you saying that you make whatever you have to make to reinstate what you are with them. And that could be part of your negotiation agreement. I've done it too many times before. You can get a second lien holder to waive their second position and agree to take a third position because arrears that you owe will go in second position because you borrowed the money from the federal government. In actuality, you're not borrowing any money from the federal government. They are giving you this money in a grant form. You heard me. Whatever you owe in your arrears, you're going to get this money in a grant form back. But they will secure it against title, so if you happen to sell your house and get a profit from it before the 5 years is up, you have to pay that money back. That's part of your agreement, signed agreement, and notarized. They'll be secured against the property. If you think that you can do it and get away with it, you won't. I wouldn't mess with the federal government. I really wouldn't. If you sell the home within that five-year time, then you have to pay back that loan. It's not a loan, but it will be a loan if you sell the house within that five-year time. It would indeed become a payback loan. But as long as you don't do any of these things in that five-year time and that's a five-year pad, this is money that you do not have to pay back. Now, you have to get permission from your lender to allow a third party, and that's what they will be, a third party, to pay the arrears with penalties and interest on your behalf. Most mortgage companies and banks, they don't care. You do have some that can be stickless out there. Well, what are they getting out of it? What position are they going to go into? They're going to go into second, because no, they can't go into first unless they pay you off, which means that the first lien holder is secure in the amount that you owe them, and they're going to get all the money first. So the house can get paid off through a sale. They get paid first, and what's left over can go to a second lien holder. But if you sell the house after 5 years, then your first lien holder will get paid first, and then that lien that you have on title is dissolved as so stipulated in the contract. After 5 years, it is no longer a lien that will be on the property, and you will receive a release to have in your documentation, and a release will be filed in your particular state that relieves you of any obligation for that after, listen, after 5 years. But some lenders need to understand, and sometimes they act like that they're stupid, that they don't understand what's happening. So you have to, so this is why that you need a permission type agreement. So I hate to use that word permission, because basically all you need to do is make them aware and acknowledge the fact that there will be another lien holder on title, but that lien holder will be in second position, and the lien will be nullified in 5 years. The lien goes away. And the money in which I'm going to be loaned to pay the arrears, I don't have to pay it back, as long as I don't refinance or sell the home before the 5th year. Really? Yes, this is a federal program. Oh, okay. And most will know about it. Some people that work for them don't, okay? They're not loan officers, so they're not going to know, okay? So don't be alarmed. They're going, I never heard of such a thing. What is it? I mean, because they may know somebody, okay? So they're not pulling your coattail, all right? They may not know. They may not know. They may just not know. So these are the stipulations to get Illinois' hardest hit, Cincinnati's hardest hit, Seattle's hardest hit, Pennsylvania hardest hit. All of them have the criteria. It's a federal program. So all of them are funded. They have the same criteria. That's why I said that it's nationwide. They have the same criteria. So you can qualify for it, okay? You meet all of the stipulations that I mentioned earlier, and if you missed it, just go back to blogtalkradio.com/mortgagetalk1, scroll down and listen to the show again. I apologize for the music earlier that was played mostly, and I apologize for at least twice already that I'm talking, and all of a sudden it's like somebody had put me on mute, okay? So I apologize for that and hope that I've gone back to cover what was missed. Now, that ends the bow, the captain's office. In the captain's office, that's the brain of the ship. That's what makes the decision where the ship is going to go. That's who controls the ship, like you can control your world. You decide where revenues is going to go, how much revenue is going to come in, what budget setting is going to happen, and how these revenues will be spent for the effort of things that support your world, okay? This is the captain's office, if you want to say that, or the captain's area does. It is where the controlling mechanism is, where the steering wheel is that controls the ship. There's a company called Point, P-O-I-N-T, Point. This will go for some of my people that have 6 units, okay? So if you got 6 units, you got a 12-unit, this can help you out too, okay? Now, they may have a cutoff. They may have a cutoff. I don't know. That's where you have just a little bit of homework on your own. Okay, but this is what we classify in the mortgage industry as a hardball money lender. A hardball money lender. Meaning, when we say hardball, means that they charge a little bit more on the interest rate than your regular residential lender will do. Because you are unable to qualify for Illinois Hardest Hit program, and there is no other program out there, period, none that can assist you besides the downfalling of the HAMP program that I mentioned to you earlier, then the Hardest Hit program will be some people's only recourse. But I'm here to tell you that even if you don't make it through the Hardest Hit, maybe the funds ran out when you applied for Hardest Hit, now you can go to a company, a financial company that's backed up by some pretty powerful and strong investors, and it's called POINT, P-O-I-N-T, and you can get them, .com. Let me tell you just a little bit about POINT, POINT Financial. POINT is a finance solution for homeowners innovating financial products that exceed expectations and solve widespread challenges. In other words, take high risk clients, which means what's a category for high risk clients? Getting in foreclosure is high risk. You're currently in foreclosure. You're a high risk. So they will work with high risk homeowners in the residential market. They'll work with high risk owners in the commercial market. Do they do investment, Rick? I don't know. You're going to have to find that answer out. You're going to have to make the phone call to them, which I will give you the number shortly. You're going to have to get that information from them. You're going to have to do your homework. I'm just pointing the finger, making you aware of them so you can know that now you have another opportunity to rescue your world. Because not everybody is going to get the world's hardest hit. Okay? So POINT is backed by Anderson Horowitz. That's spelled. They're backed by A-N-D-R-E-E-S-S-E-N, last name H-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z, and Rabbit Capital, and Blooming Bird Beta. These are pretty large financial big wheels that puts out big bucks in the commercial end and now in the residential end. I'm finding, as a mortgage broker, even though I am an insurance broker mostly now, I'm finding that in the industry that there are a lot of financial hardball money lenders that have programs set up to help residential people out in foreclosure. Do you understand? So even if POINT somehow, some way, it's not going to fit everybody, then you can search for hardball money lenders that can help you under residential. Next week's show is not a part three, but next week's show is going to be talking about getting funds from hardball money lenders. So I'm going to help you out by finding more hardball money lenders that loans money to residential and loans money to commercial, but most importantly, loans money to residential property owners that in foreclosure and loan money to commercial owners that's in foreclosure. Okay? A lot of these hardball money lenders don't put certain stipulations in that it must be your primary residence. Okay? A lot of them don't put that kind of stip in there. And the hardball money lenders used to have shorter terms that a person has to get rid of them within 12 to 24 months. But now they're giving you longer terms that you can ride with this, help you reestablish yourself and build your credit back up, and in 3 to 5 to 6 to 7 years, you can get away from them, okay? Or sooner, depending upon your circumstance. So I'm going to have that for you for next week. I'm going to talk about hardball money lenders, and I'm going to talk about them that can help those that have commercial property that's in foreclosure or just interested in purchasing commercial property. And I'm going to talk about those that are in residential foreclosure, so you can now add that, what I'm giving you today, to your arsenal too. So you got hope. There's hope at the end of this tunnel. There's hope. There's hope here. There's hope here. Okay? So point is, the first finance platform where homeowners can sell. Listen now, listen, because I'm telling you about it. Point is, the first financial tech platform where homeowners can sell equity in the home, giving investors access to a new asset class. Owner-occupied residential real estate. Historically, the only way a homeowner could unlock the wealth in their home was to take on future debt. Unpaid principal balance. Now, this is point. This is what point can do. Now, I left out a point, and I apologize, from the hardest hit program. And thank you very much. What was it? You can't pronounce it either? Okay, I can't pronounce your first name. I'm sorry, honey. I can't pronounce your first name, last name, Clayton. So I'm just going to call you Miss Clayton. Thank you, Miss Clayton, for your text. I did see your text. And Clayton's text was, Rick, on the hardest hit program, is there a limited amount of funds that they would give? Yes, ma'am, it is. They would give funds up to $500,000. $500,000 is the cutoff that the hardest hit will loan. Okay, so if you have a loan and it's more than $500,000, then you're not going to make it through the hardest hit. You might want to listen to me on this program, but point that I'm talking about with this finance company. Okay, unless you can get your first lien lender to agree to do a short settlement, but agree to cut the difference, allowing you to qualify for this federal program. And sometimes you can get it done. It don't hurt to ask. So if you had $515,000, if you had $510,000, ask the investor. Don't ask the servicer. The servicer is not going to get you nothing. Ask the investor. Would the investor agree to waive $15,000 from what's owed so you can qualify for this program so you can reinstate the loan? Now, they don't look at things because things are tough here, okay? So they'll be in a treatable, workable position with you, okay? Especially if you had that loan for 10 years, 12 years, 13 years. They made a lot of interest off you. So when they calculate what they made, okay, and then they can write this off as a loss, okay. So then, you know, that's why I say don't say, no, they ain't going to do that because they've been mean to me. Those are the crazy people that work for them, okay? Don't judge the company based on them idiots, all right? So you'd be surprised on what you can get by asking, and then what you do is ask for it so you can qualify for the program. Even in some cases, you still got to do some footwork. You still got to do a little extra points here, but it's still an easy process for you, okay? It's still relatively an easy process, okay? Now, you cannot qualify for the hardest hit program if you have a felony that is related in the mortgage industry within the past 10 years. So if you commit mortgage fraud and you've done that within 10 years, they're not gonna make it through the hardest hit program, okay? You're not gonna make it there. When you talk to your lender, to alert them of the program that you have sought after, that why you need their permission in a sense for them to fund from third party. I see a lot of times mortgage companies won't accept funds from a third party. You got nothing to show that there's a quick money, and there's nothing to say, I mean, they'll send that money back. What are you trying to do? Because in your promissory note, you got to read your promissory note. The promissory note clearly states that any outside source of funds coming in to pay this debt must be agreed upon by both parties. That means you and your investor. So you have to let your investor that third party is going to pay off the arrears. And if you authorize it, and $800 penalties and everything. And I just wanted, we just want your permission to do so. Why are you giving them power? Don't give them no power. No, there's no power here, baby. Hi, Mr. Investor. This is Mike Johnson here. Okay. I owe you $9,800 based off the promissory note agreement between both of us. There's a third party that's going to pay it. They're funded by the federal government. It's a program by Illinois, and it's called Illinois Hardest Hit Program. I am informing you to accept the $9,855.95 from them that they're going to be sending to you. Okay? I also need to know, are you familiar with this program, and are you registered with the program? That it is the HHF program, the Hardest Hit Fund program. So are you familiar with the Hardest Hit Fund program? It is a government program funded through states to for them to clean up foreclosures in their state. It is over a $445 million program a year funded. Most of them do. Most of them don't. Most of them say, well, just send us some information on that so we can check it out. Who do we talk to? That's all fine and dandy. Don't get upset with that. Let them check it out, and they will. And you won't have any problems, okay? So thank you guys for your text on that, because I did, and I apologize missing that portion of it. But I will recap. Okay, so let me just finish up with point here, okay? So as I mentioned about point, it is the captain's area. So now with point, they can leverage and diversify their wealth so they can invest in their small business, making homes repaired. You can borrow money from them for that, pay off debt, send your kids back to college. Point is the first consumer finance product that is truly aligned with the customer. When a homeowner does well, Point and its investors do well. They are well-financed. They are fast-growing startup backed by top investors like the ones that I mentioned to you earlier. And you can reach Point just by going to point.com, pointfinancial.com, or you can call them because they're a California-based company with a license number 020-12518. Repeating, they are a licensed company, 020-12518, with a phone number of 1-888-764-6823. 888-764-6823. Point can help you, and they help foreclosures too. And you can get information on, is there a cutoff limit to the amount of funds that they were loaned. These are questions that you can ask because you were unable to obtain that information. Conversation on point. So get this information so we can share with you. The question is, our lender investor that is built up and made up by other powerhouse investors, and they are now reaching into the residential market. So you don't have to be in foreclosure to get a loan with Point. You can use Point for home improvement. You can use Point to refinance your home. You can even talk to the Point agent and say, look, I'm a slightly underwater here. Do you work something out? I doubt it very seriously because the company is built up on equity. They base their loans on equity. Okay? They base their loans on equity. And they're reasonable in working with you, meaning that payment does not have to come back instantly. You can have deferred payments that will allow you to build up. But you need to get a clear understanding from that, from the Point representative when you talk to Point. They have a program that they can talk to you about. And it'd be that particular program that they'll work with you on, okay? But it will help you get out of foreclosure. Talk with the Point agent. Say, hey, look, I'm in foreclosure. I owe about $9,000. I owe about $6,000. Okay, how much is your house worth? Well, I don't know the last time I had appraised. Okay, give us some information, your zip code, because they will have to have the house appraised. They don't do drive-by appraisals. In other words, they don't do drive-by assessment. You're going to pay for the appraisal now. You're going to pay for the appraisal. The average appraisal cost in today's market will cost you, depending upon the square footage of your house and the location, will cost you $500 to $700. So you're going to have to come out of your pocket with this money up front before Point will be able to tell you whether they can loan you the money or not. So it's up to you to kind of know what your equity baseline is, even in foreclosure. Okay, I was in foreclosure. I knew what my equity baseline lied. I knew how much my property was worth. Because most of the foreclosure lenders loan you money. Well, it used to exist. They don't exist no more. Loan you money at 70% LTV, 65% LTV, 60% LTV. So what you can do is just take a 65% LTV particular figure based on what your property is worth, multiply that by the value of your property, and that'll give you your loan amount. Okay? Take 65%. But you can ask Point, hey, Point, what percentage of the equity do you take in qualifying a particular property for a loan? And they'll tell you, well, we take 60%. Well, we take 75%. That's great to know. That's great to know. Point, we can do this loan on 60%. However, I got some home improvements I need to have done. Okay, I got a roof that I know I'm going to have to get fixed. So I need some money that's going to cover that. Okay, I need a new furnace. Okay, the old one right now, I don't know what we're going to do in the wintertime. So I need the LTV to be moved up to 65% LTV. This is your talk with the Point representative. That's how you work it out with them to get what you need to get, okay? That's Point. And you can go to point.com or pointfinancial.com. Because if you type in foreclosure programs, you're gonna get the HAMP program, and that's it. Then all of a sudden you'll see Point, and then you click on and say, what is this? And that's who they are in green. That's their color, and that's Point. Okay. The end of the ship is called the stern, and at the end of the stern is a program that can work for you. The program that I'm going to be talking about that can work for you is a program that will help you through a modification. It's a program that is going to take over for you and do all of the necessary paperwork for you based off the information that you give them and help you qualify through your lender, through your investor, for a modification. It's a program that if the, for any particular reason, listen, for any particular reason, that you got one of these hardball lenders that like say, screw him, I'm tired of him, I don't even want him in a house no more, they can just take all drop him and his family, his dog, his cat, his goldfish, they can all jump in the lake. I don't care. We ain't working nothing out. Nothing. We're taking their home. Well, that'd be bad to say that to this particular representative, because this particular representative can also file a Chapter 13 immediately that freezes and stops instantly foreclosure right in this track. And they'll work workable, reasonable payments out with you that allow you to pay your rent within the foreclosure, keep your house, and pay the mortgage payment. You can even talk to them about combining the rear payments with the mortgage payment, so you're making one payment and not actually making a mortgage payment and then making a rear payment, okay? The company that I'm talking about is called Legal Shield. That's right, Legal Shield, Affordable Legal Service, a law firm. The Legal Shield is built up on law firms. Some of you didn't even know that Legal Shield can do this. But Legal Shield has a track successful record in helping people maintain their home in foreclosure. But Legal Shield just don't do that, what I'm talking about. They will do a forensic investigation on your property, making sure that the investor has the proper documents to even file foreclosure on you. What are the proper documents, you ask? Well, the proper document is that a promissory note is there and a mortgage deed signed by you, not by somebody else, is there. And if that is there, and that usually is attached to the summons that was sent to you, as I talked about that last week, well, then you will be able to know whether your investor or can take your property. Because if they fail to give you either one of those documents, that they stick together like cousins, and if any one of the documents is not there, they cannot produce either one of those documents, they do not have legal right, listen, legal right to foreclose on you, period. Don't care what they say, how they say it, how rough they said it, how demanding that they said it. If they cannot produce the mortgage deed with your signature on it as owner, if they cannot produce the promissory note with your signature on it as the owner, then they cannot foreclose. If they cannot produce those documents that has your late husband's signature on it, then they cannot foreclose. Okay? Well, that's what Legal Shield is going to be doing for you. This is why you will be assigned a law firm. Now, what's my cost to all this, Rick? Well, for $24.99, that'll get you a membership and all of the necessary perks, and there are many with Legal Shield. You'll be assigned a law firm in your area, and there are many times many in your area. If you're not happy with the law firm that you were assigned to, you can simply just contact Legal Shield, and they will reassign you to another law firm. Naturally, Legal Shield will want to know why don't you like this particular law firm, because they need to know, because they don't want this to happen to their customers coming into Legal Shield. So give you, for whatever your particular reason, maybe you don't fit, maybe y'all ain't vibing right. For whatever reason, there are so many law firms in your area until you can be assigned another law firm. So for $24.99, it covers you, your children, up to seven members of your immediate family. You're covered. No matter what, you have legal protection under Legal Shield. Under Legal Shield, you can obtain your modification and keep your house under Legal Shield. Under Legal Shield, they will check and see, do this mortgage company have the right to even send you and harass you on foreclosure? Under Legal Shield, they will protect you and your home.
keep your world to your world. Set up a modification for you, working well for you, under the law for you, give you a comfort zone for you. Now, to get all this is real simple and real easy. To get Legal Shield, you can contact me. I'm Rick Montgomery at 708-577-0328. Or you can go to the website at rickmontgomery.wearelegalshield.com. It's a stamp guarantee. This boat will not sink. I give you the 3 points of lifeboats within one boat that floats. And this is why this boat is so strong until it will not sink. With the permission of the great I am, we can say that this is an unsinkable ship that only God can sink. We won't lie like the Titanic did and say not even God can sink it, and he did. We will say that with the agreement and the blessing of the great I am, that he will not sink this ship. Because only he can sink it. But nothing else can sink this ship. So, you have Legal Shield, affordable legal service that can help you protect your home, treat your home, and even help you with other legal points too, including wills, including divorce, including living trust, including forming a corporation, including getting something he didn't do or did do, helping you from being sued over a car accident, helping you from not having to be liable for somebody who you trusted, and now they betrayed their trust with you and put you in a liable position. Have an affordable legal service called Legal Shield that can help you and get you out of that mess. You see, that's what Legal Shield is all about. See, I've heard people think that Legal Shield is just some company that you can that can help you out with some tickets, help you out with some DUI. Sure, they do all that too. Any aspect in law, Legal Shield can help you. You see, Legal Shield even developed IV Shield and backed it with a $5 million backing, guaranteeing you $5 million to restore your identity if it is stolen. That's more than what LifeLock, that's five times more than what LifeLock is even talking about. And LifeLock charged a lot more. And even LifeLock recently, within a month, put their millions of clients in jeopardy of having their identity stolen. Isn't that something? You're supposed to be protecting them, not help setting them up to have it. And they didn't do it intentionally. This was not nothing done intentionally whatsoever. Somebody stumbled. But see, Legal Shield don't stumble because they have a restoration company. Then they have Carroll Detective Agency that is one of the number one detective agency in restoring individuals' identity. So see, Legal Shield has partnered with some powerhouse people, powerhouse corporations. So it can help get you out of foreclosure and protect your identity. Do you know the number one identity theft? The number one identity theft is truck drivers. Truck drivers, your identity is the number one identity theft that's happened. Do you know what the number two identity theft is? Anybody know what number two is? The number two identity theft. Would you believe that the number two identity theft is children? Over 1.3 million children a year lose their identity. The number one complaint to the Federal Trade Commission is identity theft. So for $9.99, Legal Shield can protect your identity, monitor all of your social media, monitor not only just social media, they monitor any and every intake, all of your purchases that goes on to make sure that your identity is not stolen and they are professionals at it. That's Legal Shield under ID Shield to protect your identity. But Legal Shield can protect, especially if your house is going to be paid off, okay? Especially if your house is going to be paid off. You do know there are professional people out there that monitors people like you whose house is going to be paid off next year or 6 months from now
who monitors you, so when your house is paid off, they file a false quitclaim into the recorder of deeds office. It's your responsibility to monitor what's on your property. Did you not know that? Did you not know that you're supposed to check your title at least twice a year, every 6 months, to make sure that there is no falsified documents been placed on your property to relieve you as caretaker to your property away from you? Did you know that these are professional thieves and they do it for a living and they win because the state recorder of deed office don't ask for any proof that what they're filing is actually legit? That's your problem to do. So when you catch it, you need to have a forensic to identify that that signature that's on that false quitclaim is not yours. Now your lawyer can go to work, and most lawyers will take care of that forensic for you, okay? If that happens to you or is happening to you right now, Legal Shield, affordable legal service. There it is, baby. Affordable legal service can help get you out of that mess too. There's nothing too hard or impossible in the legal profession for Legal Shield to help you. They can do it, and they can help you. So I've given you what this entire power boat can do. The Illinois Hardest Hit Program is going to pay, and just recapping, it's going to pay 100% of your monthly mortgage payments for you for 1 year. For 1 year, they're going to pay your mortgage payments for you. Did you hear what I just said? Did I miss somebody? What are you saying? Well, they're going to pay up the arrears on your property. Then they're going to pay your mortgage for 1 year for you. Now, you may have missed that because we didn't get cut off on the air a little bit, so I don't know if that's back. I mentioned that earlier, but they're going to pay 12 months mortgage payments, no matter what your mortgage payment is. They're going to pay the mortgage payments for you. They're going to pay up the arrears for 50 and fees. This is Illinois Hard Hit Program. They're going to pay up all the arrears, all the penalties, and they're going to pay 12 months of your mortgage for you. This is why you need try to refinance it after 5 years. If you do, then you got to pay all that money back. That grant money, that money right there gets turned into a loan. Because you're going to sign an agreement at a closing that's going to stipulate, because you're going to sign a contract agreement with Illinois for the Hardest Hit Program. As long as you honor your end of the contract, because they're going to honor their end, you got a consideration within both of those contracts. You maintain your consideration, they'll maintain their consideration, and guess what? You're out of foreclosure. And you got 1 year, baby, listen to me. 1 year you can rebuild and come back. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Point Financial can help you. Talk to them about your property and you in foreclosure. Give them your zip code and information on your property and see what they're saying and see can they help you, because not everybody is going to qualify for Illinois Hardest Hit. And not everybody is going to qualify for Point. Well, then you need to contact me, Rick Montgomery, for Legal Shield. Affordable Legal Service at 708-577-0328. Or go to my website and sign up for $24.99. Save your world. Just go to all lowercases, Rick, R-S-E-K-Y, M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y .wearelegalshield.com. Click on new client, new customer, and go to join. You want to join. You want to be a customer. You want to join. And fill in your information and pay the $24.99. Contact me. Let me know that you did this. And let me know that you're in foreclosure so I can have a rush done to get you your Legal Shield card quickly as possible and all information that you need about the law firm that's going to assist you and get you a modification and get you out of foreclosure. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Affordable Legal Service can do that for you, and that's Legal Shield. So here's your lifeboat. I've given it to you. It's going to get you out of foreclosure, guaranteed. You won't have nothing to worry about being out of foreclosure. Because that's what Legal Shield can do for you. Point can help you. And LR Hardest Hit Program can help you too. So God bless you so much, and I appreciate you. And I apologize for some of the technical difficulties. But nothing's going to stop this ship, and nothing was going to stop this show from sharing with you this valuable information. Now, I'll be back next Friday, right here at blogtalkradio.com/Mortgage Talk 1, the number one symbol. And you can scroll down and see live on it. And I'll be back, and the topic of the show is going to be hardball money investors. It can be used for you to purchase commercial property or even getting out of foreclosure for stuff. That's the one that specializes in residential to help you. So I'm going to give you a little bit more arson to add to Point that's going to help you. Because remember, there is no foreclosure program besides him that's out there that can do so. So unless you're going with Legal Shield to help you get your modification, there is no other program out there that's going to help you get a modification. Unless you can do it yourself. And some people can, and some people can't. Unless you get one to finance your entire property and pay off that loan, starting you with a fresh one with them, unless you get Illinois Hardest Hit Program and qualify, you're going to lose the opportunity to save and protect your world. So God bless you so much, and may forever keep you. I'm Rick Montgomery, and this is Mortgage Talk. And I'll see you next Friday in the Good Lord's Good. Thank you.